Aircheckdownloads.com. The Sound.
The Sound of where we live.
Paula White and Breakfast.
BBC.
Thank you, Simon. Good morning. It is Tuesday morning. It's Paula sitting in for Lee this week. How are you? Hope you're having a good morning if you're up and at 'em. Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend? Weather was a bit... That's an official term. Weather term. Loads on the show today. Jason was talking about these airstrikes. People stranded at airports. Horrendous. There's nothing worse. I mean, don't remember the last time I was actually on a plane, but I do remember being stuck at Heraklion Airport in, would that be Crete? That airport? For a very, very long time. And that airport at the time, I mean, I'm talking the 1990s, was like a hut in the middle of nowhere. It was horrendous. I mean, times have changed. However, it's still not good. You know, you've had a lovely two-week holiday abroad. You want to come back, get all ready, back to work, kids back to school, and you're delayed. Nothing worse, is there? Nothing worse. We'll have more on that a bit later on. Now, talking about changes, you heard with Simon in the news about a lady who quit her job, did two apprenticeships, and now at the age of 59, just qualified as a nurse at the Royal Stoke Hospital. So asking the question this morning, have you had a career change later on in life? Have you had a job since you left school that, I don't know, you did for 3-4 decades, and then suddenly, well, maybe it was through no choice of your own, maybe the company you were working for went bust or laid you off, that you thought, well, hang on, it's time for a change. You know, 59 and just qualified as a nurse proves that you're never too old to learn. So just wondering if you've had a career change later on in life. Also, you heard with Simon, today is the 5th Pottery's Bottle Oven Day, celebrating a huge, massive part of Stoke-on-Trent's history. The organisers picked the 29th of August because it's the date of the last ever firing of a bottle oven back in 1978. We'll have more on that on the show. Now, science is used for a lot of things, like, you know, important things, developing vaccines, finding cures for horrendous diseases. But boffins also get swept up in a load of old nonsense as well. The latest scientific survey has had boffins testing 10 different varieties of crisps, I kid you not, to find out which ones are the loudest. Seriously. If you suffer from misophonia, there is a part of today's show where there will be crisps consumed. Misophonia is the, well, the fear and anxiety of other people eating. We have one in our family, a member of our family, who is absolutely, she suffers terribly with it, or it's just an excuse for her to leave the table, I don't know. So we'll have more on that.
Aircheckdownloads.com.